At Christmas time, children are probably going to put the thing they want most from Santa at the top of their Christmas list. I sometimes ask people, what do you want prayer for? And it's always interesting to hear what is at the top of their concerns. Most of the time, it's prayer for healing for someone they know is ill, either mentally or physically. So as we continue to look at the Lord's Prayer, it's very important to see what was top of the list when it came to Jesus' concerns. After the introduction, Our Father who art in heaven, the first thing that is on Jesus' list of priorities arises. Hallowed be thy name. Since Jesus is the perfect, sinless example for all humanity, it is vital that we align ourselves with this, his greatest priority. So what did he mean when he said, Hallowed be thy name? Well, the original words literally mean, May your name be treated as holy. Therefore, we need to remind ourselves of what God's name is. It is his character, all that makes him God. God's name is his character of infinite beauty, compassion, love, power, purity, etc. And what's more, it is that which God most prizes about himself. It is what the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have been delighting one another with for all eternity. And it's the purpose for which we were created, to be invited into the appreciation of God's name, which unceasingly circulates between the three persons of the Trinity. For Jesus, the name of God, indeed his very own name and character, is that which is most precious and important to him. So it is natural and expected that his greatest wish for humanity is that we come to share in his appreciation for that which is ultimate beauty, goodness, power, and majesty. Jesus' greatest desire was and is that this glorious name be kept holy. A good way to understand what that means is to say that keeping God's name as holy is keeping it as the most precious thing in the world. If you have a really precious family heirloom, you don't keep it in the garden or in a damp cupboard. You look after it and protect it and give it the care and safety it deserves. It's the same with God's name. To treat it as that which is most precious is to delight in it above all else, to keep it safe, as it were, not allow it to be spoiled or insulted or lied about, and to keep it front and center in one's life and priorities like Jesus did. So the question for us all is this: do we have the same attitude to God's name as Jesus did? Do we love it and delight in it above all else? Do we long to see it honored, prioritized, and protected among all mankind? Let's remember, this is Jesus's top priority. And so it's the very foundation and bedrock of Christianity. If we don't understand and live this, we can't be living the Christian life. So let us focus all our energy and effort on living this out, on spending serious time in reading the Bible and praying with the sole purpose of understanding, knowing, and appreciating God's holy and precious name, his wonderful character, all that makes him God. This is the single most important thing I need to be doing, that you need to be doing, that our benefice needs to be doing, that the whole church needs to be doing. It really is all or nothing. I'm not sure how to express the importance of this more strongly. And so may God grant that we have the same priority as Jesus did. Father, hallowed be thy name.